Hollywood Hotel.
The father of Hollywood may not be Harvey Wilcox, the real estate investor who first recorded the name, or H.J. Whitley, who built the Hollywood Hotel and arranged to buy the land that was then called the Cahuenga Valley. Instead, who's your mama? Some say it was Mrs. Wilcox, who heard the name of a woman's summer home and passed it on to her husband. Richard Adkins, president of the Hollywood Heritage Museum, leans towards the Wilcox family.
Mr. Whitley was here early, but then he left. But the paternity of Hollywood Heritage has many fathers, because the Wilcoxes were the first in 1886 to actually register the parcel as Hollywood.
The Hollywood Hotel was torn down in 1956. The Hollywood and Highland complex is on that spot today, and sadly, not much of old Hollywood still remains. The Heritage Museum is located across from the Hollywood Bowl in the only remaining studio building from the silent era, the Jesse Lasky Cecil B. DeMille Barn.
It was built by a man named Robert Northam, who owned a large parcel of property on both sides of Vine Street, and it was built as a stable for Mr. Northam's horses and carriages.
DeMille's The Squaw Man was filmed there in 1914, the first feature film produced in the Hollywood area. The only other remaining building from that era is the Jane's House, a Victorian cottage a few blocks away from the Chinese Theater. It was built in 1903. Other important buildings in the Hollywood area are protected by the Hollywood Boulevard Commercial and Entertainment District.
Anything from on Hollywood Boulevard from La Brea to Argyle is a National Registered District.
Landmarks to be protected include the Chinese Theater, the Wax Museum, Pantages Theater, and the Capitol Records Tower. On Hollywood Boulevard, John Brooks, KNX 1070 on your corner.